The U.S. economy continues to slow, and investors and business leaders anxiously study the official economic data, looking for any sign of sustainable recovery. Commentator Kevin Phillips says they're not alone.
Part of the reason for the economic jitters is that 10 years have passed since the last recession formally ended. And frequently, the longer the economic upcycle, the bigger the downturn at the end. There's also a very important political context involved. Historically, Republican administrations have had a high ratio of the nation's recessions. One magazine recently noted that 15 of the last 16 Republican administrations have had at least one. Democrats, by contrast, have had relatively few. Their problem has more often been presiding over inflation. From a political standpoint, the Republicans' recession timing has been especially tricky. Every GOP administration since World War II has had a recession or a major regional downturn in time to affect the midterm elections. It's been a real drag on party fortunes. Given the weakness in today's economy, people are getting more worried about another downturn. If one is developing now, it would probably affect the midterm elections in 2002. People might start remembering that George Bush the Elder had the last recession and saying, now his son is in office and we have another one. The Republicans would probably lose the House of Representatives as well as the Senate. The GOP agenda for 2003 and 2004 would be in big trouble. On the other hand, suppose that there is no recession in 2002 because the Greenspan interest rate cuts and the Bush tax cuts start kicking in later this year. If next year's economy gets legs and stays up through the election, the Republicans could have their best midterm election in memory as White House incumbents. GOP bragging rights would be strong. President Bush could do what Bill Clinton started doing in his last White House years, pointing out that the economic recovery is now the longest one in the record books. But there's an even bigger opportunity. If there's no recession a year from now, then he could start talking about the great Bush economic recovery. It really would be the longest in U.S. history, having begun during his father's term in spring 1991 and continued into what is now another Bush term. Sure, Clinton and the Democrats got economic credit in 1996, 1998, and 2000, but if the economy is still up in 2002, the Bush family could assert their own absolutely unprecedented claim. That's why the political stakes are as high as the economic and financial ones. And the cavalcade of economic statistics will keep giving us important clues.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is The Cousins Wars, Religion, Politics, and the Triumph of Anglo-America.